In this bulletin, the Prime Minister says asylum seeker transfers will push Australians down hospital waiting lists, and North Korea contradicts US President Trump's reason for leaving a summit in Vietnam early. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Prime Minister Scott Morrison supports Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton's claims asylum seeker transfers for medical treatment will mean Australians are pushed down on hospital waiting lists. Mr Dutton also warned citizens will be kicked out of their homes by asylum seekers who have been allowed to come to Australia because of the Medivac law. Both Scott Morrison and Finance Minister Matthias Cormann are supporting Mr Dutton's statements. Speaking to Sky News, Mr Cormann says his party is being honest about the consequences of the Medivac laws.
These statements that were made earlier this week are statements of fact. If you bring people to Australia that otherwise wouldn't have come to Australia, clearly they will be accessing services that otherwise would be available to Australians.
Opposition leader Bill Shorten has dismissed the comments and says the government is fear-mongering. Moving overseas, and Israel's Attorney General will indict Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on a series of corruption charges just 6 weeks out from the national elections. It's the first time in Israel's history a Prime Minister has been put on notice of prosecution while still in power. Mr Netanyahu is accused of bribery, fraud and potential breach of trust for wrongfully accepting more than $250,000 in gifts and doing favours in exchange for better media coverage. The Prime Minister denies all charges and says the hearing will not stop him from running in April's election. If convicted of bribery, Mr Netanyahu could face up to 10 years in prison and a maximum 3 years for fraud and breach of trust. North Korea has contradicted United States President Donald Trump on his reason for cutting short his summit with Kim Jong-un in Vietnam. Mr Trump says Mr Kim offered to dismantle the research and production facility at the heart of North Korea's nuclear program. But he says the North Korean leader wanted all US-imposed economic sanctions on North Korea lifted in return. However, North Korea insists it only asked for partial sanctions relief, not a complete lifting. North Korean Foreign Minister Ri Yong-ho says his country's position will not change even if the US seeks further talks.
It is difficult to say whether there might be better agreement than the one based on our proposal at current stage. Our principal stance will remain invariable, and our proposal will never be changed, even though the United States proposes negotiation again in the future.
Australian journalist Mike Willacy has died of throat cancer. The 76-year-old had a long and distinguished career working at both the ABC and in commercial television. At the height of his career, he was considered one of the best interviewers in Australia. Police have arrested a former supplier to the National Australia Bank over an alleged multi-million dollar fraud against the institution. Detectives have spent more than a year investigating allegations of corrupt commissions being paid for contracts with the bank. They have arrested a 43-year-old woman from Potts Point who faces 56 counts of bribing an agent and 2 counts of obtaining benefit by deception. Acting Commander Stuart Smith from the New South Wales Police says the investigation has involved thousands of hours of police time.
Obviously the investigation is complex, and we have sat back and we've invested thousands of police hours, and there are thousands of hours committed by forensic accountants to get to where we are today, the beginning of the resolution of this matter.
Manly centre Dylan Walker has been stood down indefinitely by the NRL board while the player faces domestic violence charges. Walker is the second player in the NRL league to be sidelined from the game under a newly introduced policy. The no-fault stand-down policy introduced yesterday removes any player charged with a criminal offence carrying a maximum penalty of 11 years or more from playing. While players with lesser allegations will have their playing fate decided by NRL chief Todd Greenberg, who has been given new discretionary power. Let's take a look at Saturday's weather now. Sunny in Perth and 27 degrees, very hot for Adelaide and 40. In Melbourne, sunny atop of 36. In Hobart, also hot and 37 degrees. In Canberra, fine weather and 30. A shower or two for Wollongong, 24. 27 in Sydney, partly cloudy. Similar conditions for Newcastle and 28. A shower or two in Brisbane, 29. Showers in Cairns, 30. And a possible shower or storm in Darwin with a top of 33 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is SBS News.